Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday, February the 6th. 2023, 7:05 in the morning. Carl and the Bot, Linda is on assignment this morning. Good morning. Hey, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How was your weekend?
Oh, I had a pretty good weekend.
I think I still have crab in my hair from the crab feed.
Oh, wow. Definitely smell like crab, so.
No, that's sheep. That's your sheep there. Your sheep, the self-shearing sheep.
Well.
Did you know there's such a thing? Self-shearing sheep? Am I right?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
It just falls off. It doesn't shear.
It doesn't shear, but it falls off. So do you just come up and, like, pull it?
If I really want to get my hands all old sheep smelly.
What's weather look like, buddy?
Oh, it's cold. the weather today is areas of frost before 6 a.m. Otherwise, sunny, high near 59. North wind about 10 to 12 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 20 tonight. More clouds, low around 39. Northwest wind, about 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, cloudy, gradually becoming sunny near 58. Tuesday night, low around 37. Wednesday is going to be sunny again, high near 65. Wednesday, low around 40. Thursday is sunny. So it looks like sunny and cloudy most of the week.
Until Friday, then there's a slight chance of showers on Friday.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But it's going to be cold at night, everybody.
Very cold.
Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business, family business. In Anderson, they've been in the business a couple of decades. The Kenny family has done a whole lot for our community. You talk about secret angels. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and other deals. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Well, if it's the first Monday of the month, I am here with Anne-Marie Fuller. And good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
And you brought a guest, Tammy Walker.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah. But I've kind of followed you on Facebook and see all those things. And so what are we talking about today, ladies?
Well, we have a few patriotic dates on the calendar for the month of February, starting this Wednesday, February 8th, and it's National Boy Scouts Day. According to the Boy Scouts of America website, since its inception in 1910, more than 130 million young men and women have participated in BSA's youth programs. Way to go, Boy Scouts of America. On February 12th, that date might be most recognized for Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Were you ever like a Cub Scout or anything, Nathan?
I did 4-H. So
4-H, okay. Yeah. That was a Boy Scout.
Girl Scout.
Soldier. Kaylee, yeah. Soldier. I was a soldier. Yeah. I did all the things you did, but I got shot at. Okay, so.
Awesome. Well, we say happy birthday to our former President Abraham Lincoln on February 12th. He was born on this date back in 1809. He was born in a one-room log cabin in Harding County, Kentucky. In 1860, Lincoln was elected the 16th President of the United States. And I have to give a little nod in here for Valentine's Day on February 14th. Even though it's not technically patriotic, let's just go ahead and say happy Valentine's Day. On February 15th, that marks the birthday of Susan B. Anthony. She was born on this date back in 1820. Susan B. Anthony is best remembered for her pioneer work with the women's suffrage movement, fighting for voting rights for women. And where would we be today without those pioneer women?
So, Women's Suffrage Day. How about Men's Suffrage Day?
No, we try to make sure that's every day.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Why can we celebrate that every day?
It was a long fight for women's rights.
And no, it was. And what was the first state that gave women the right to vote before the change in the Constitution?
Well, it was passed by Congress in 1919 and ratified in 1920.
But there was a state that gave their women the right to vote before that. Wyoming.
Wow.
Women voted in Wyoming.
Way
well,
to go,
well
Wyoming.
Before that.
That's incredible.
And that is kind of incredible back then. You know, it's a cowboy state and everything.
Awesome.
Okay.
We roll into February 19th, and we have to say happy birthday to the United States Coast Guard Reserves. Originally established in 1941 by the passage of the Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary Act. Happy birthday, United States Coast Guard Reserves. Did you know that February 19th is also known as Iwo Jima Day? This is a day to mark the anniversary of the battle that took place in 1945 between the Marines and the Japanese soldiers during World War II.
That was the last island, I think, Iwo, and then I think it went to Okinawa, but where was it, Okinawa and Iwo? I should know that. Yeah, they landed on a volcanic sand island, and the battle went on. Of course, the world-famous photo of the raising of the flag on Mount Suribachi.
Mm-hmm. And that was on February 23rd they did that during the battle.
Did you know that another flag was raised earlier?
Oh,
you're going to talk about that. Okay, go on.
No, it's okay. I'm with you on that one. So the actual photograph that you see that has become iconic is actually the second American flag to be raised. The first one was a smaller one, and the second one was a much larger one. There were six Marines that raised that flag that day, and unfortunately, three of those Marines were killed during the battle.
Right, and then, since then, they have identified, you know, and they've been, of course, the three Marines, or the two Marines and a sailor that survived that went on war tours. One was Ira Hayes, Pima Indian, but then in the last, probably in this past decade, they have since identified the fact that one of the men that had been identified as raising the flag, who was killed later, was not the man that did it. It was another Marine. Yeah, look that one
up. Interesting.
And that they found that the one had been misidentified, and they did that by they were looking at it, and they were looking at the equipment, at all the photos beforehand, and they realized the one they identified who was killed later. I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to take, an honors for something he didn't do, was not the guy. Hmm. And I think the other Marine was also killed, but. That's been in the last decade. It's very fascinating. There's been a documentary on it and everything.
I actually have to look that up.
Yeah.
I love history.
It's pretty cool.
Yes. On February 20th, we come together for President's Day. This federal holiday is celebrated annually on the third Monday in February. And this day combines the celebration of George Washington's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Washington's actual birthday falls on February 22nd. He was born in 1732 and was elected the first president of the United States in 1789. And if I can make a pitch for a personal pick around town, if you're looking for something to do this month, may I recommend a new art exhibit, and that is Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 to 2018, located at Turtle Bay in Reading.
Now, this exhibit was done, the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation pays for it to get out here. This is I think it's 36 works of art done by combat artists. A combat artist is a Marine who has a regular job, but then they may go back, reassigned to units, and then they draw, or they paint the things that they've seen out there. Mm-hmm. And it is an excellent, 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 exhibition. And, one artist captured the Desert Storm and the oil wells going up, because we were, my unit was going through there. And, I mean, it was dark and fires on both sides of you, oil fields burning, towers burning up there. He captured it really well. I coughed and had black stuff come up, you know, so it took me back. No, but it is a wonderful exhibit. Sculptures, everything in there, bronze sculptures. If you have not had a chance to see it, please go over and take a look at it.
Now, a friend of mine, Judy, who works in the library system out here in Shasta County, she put me onto some good information. And I actually talked with Destiny over at Turtle Bay. And that is, if you have a local library card, you can go to the library and check out the Turtle Bay Pass. You bring it to the museum and you will get free admission, which includes the art exhibit. And I'm hoping to visit this coming week, so I'm really looking forward to it.
It's a wonderful exhibition. Wonderful exhibition. Okay. Oh, it's time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. You know, there is nobody better at providing dish service, setting you up with it. He's Redding's dish premier local retailer. He's been in the business for over 30 years, and we're talking about Doug Tooley. If you're paying too much or missing Newsmax, for those who watch Newsmax, give Doug a call at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. They don't really care about you. Doug Tooley, like I said, he's been a resident of Redding. He's been in the dish business for over 30 years, and he's local. You know, buy local, use local. There, it's a veteran-owned business. Give him a call, 530-241-3474, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. Today, the 6th of February, 7:21 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Nathan's at the helm. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business about 15 years, local bank, local board of directors. They've expanded since they've opened. They've been moving local dreams forward ever since the day they opened. Branches in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. In fact, Cornerstone Community Bank bought at the crab feed when it's in a bidding war against Sierra Pacific, and won the Royal Crustacean Table for next year, where it's, I forget how many spots, you know, and then all the accoutrements, and they can bring their, that's not what it was, Waterworks Park, offered a night for 200 people. At Waterworks Park, in memory of their founder and owner who just passed away this last weekend. A $5,000 value. And Sierra Pacific and Cornerstone Bank went at it for a few minutes. Cornerstone won it. So they're going to have a party down at Waterworks Park sometime when it gets warm, I assume. Okay. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, I'm here with Anne-Marie Fuller and Tammy Walker, and Anne-Marie's going to introduce, even though I know Tammy, but you all may not, who is Tammy Walker?
So I invited one of our local veterans to join us today, and that is Tammy Walker, and she is here representing the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, also known as CVAC. Thank you, Tammy, for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
So what is, for people who don't know what CVAC is?
So CVAC is basically an umbrella organization for all the nonprofit for the veteran nonprofits here in Shasta County. We try to be a central location for information, communication, and try to kind of bring a unity to all the different veteran organizations into, like, one house.
And I have to give a plug really quick to the Glenn L. Wilson Senior Seawolf Unit, 746 of the American Legion Auxiliary located in Cottonwood, because they just voted to join CVAC, the latest organization to vote.
So this is a number of organizations, Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Yes.
Different veterans groups that have merged into one group. Now, if we could just get all of the veterans kind of, you know, kind of rounded up. We could elect anybody we want in this county or city.
Correct.
There's enough of us.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know out there, us veterans make up 1/5 of the voting population.
And you know, if they block voted, there would be nobody they couldn't put into office up here. Now, you're talking about up here in Shasta County,
Shasta
right?
County,
yeah, because there's like 17,000 veterans.
At least.
And then that doesn't count wives. Mm-hmm. And not that wives would vote along with their husbands, but they might. So just imagine that if you had like 8,000 of them vote as a block for their candidates.
Yeah, this is definitely a great county to live in to really come together and have a voice to make the change that we want to see.
Most times veterans don't do that. You know, we can't agree on what day it is. however, when there's things that happen that affect veterans, and then they all kind of start coming in. So then their voices are heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so that's CVAC.
Yes. So okay, CVAC, so you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be just a veteran organization to join. You could join as an affiliate member if you're just a nonprofit or a business.
Now, these aren't individuals. These are all organizations.
Organizations,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
So you send a representative, one or two representatives from your organization to our quarterly meeting, and you could bring up whatever veteran issues that you're seeing in the community, maybe issues with health care or, gosh, there's so many issues, just any number of the issues, and then we try and come together and come up with a solution and a plan of attack.
Okay. Now, what are some of the things CVAC's been able to do?
See, most recently, just a few weeks ago at our last meeting, we've donated, a dollar amount to Fred Loveland. If you don't know him, he's got the,
he's got the car that's painted that, is an honor. You know, it goes to all of the funerals, and then he just built a hearse, color-coordinated hearse behind it that that the remains can go in.
Yes,
and we transport it out with the, you know, with the Missing in America and what is the other group? You've got the MIAP, but then you've got
the PGA.
Yeah, Patriot Guards, go out there and escort all the remains of veterans out to Igo. And so now he's got this really, really well done. I guess you could call it a hearse, but it's like
a hearse trailer.
A hearse trailer that he tows behind his car that takes remains.
It looks absolutely incredible.
It does.
The newest addition that he's trying to raise money for is to be able to carry urns in there so that you can lift it up and see it in the window.
Right.
So usually there's he'll be able to carry anywhere from one urn to a large number.
Right.
From what I understand.
I could see, you know, we used to take remains and they gathered up like, I don't know, 20 remains from all around the area, and including a Medal of Honor recipient from Arizona, and they put them and they took them back to Arlington. That just was years ago, and the crew went all the way from here, all the way to Arlington. We went as far as Reno with them and the escort because I couldn't get off for that much time. But that would be great to do that if his car can make it all the way back there. So anyway. Okay, well, good. So, CVAC makes awards to people. This is a kind of organization that, you know, the umbrella organization that, everything can be funneled through it.
Correct.
And then with that many organizations underneath you, then, Tammy, if you go up to see a county supervisor or a city council person.
Yeah, we tend to have a little bit of a I guess I wouldn't say a little bit of a pull, but they'll listen.
Yeah,
they know that we've got a lot of voices behind us.
Yeah, well, that always helps To have that. Okay.
So this year, this year's president is Debbie Johnson. She's
great
with
choice.
AMVETS and American Legion Auxiliary.
She was in the honor flight. Honor flights for so many years, she and Tom.
Yes. So Debbie's the president. I was lucky to get nominated as the vice president this year. And so we've, our group, we've been working pretty hard, to get this 30th annual awards dinner together, which is scheduled for March 10th. So if you're with a veteran organization, listen for your guys' invitation that should be getting brought up at your meeting this month, with all the information on how to reserve a table or a spot, however your organization chooses to do it. So it's the 30th annual awards dinner to honor those veterans advocates who have performed extraordinary service to our community. The event will be held March 10th, which is a Friday, at Wind River in the upstairs Eagle Room. The no-host bar starts at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. This year we're asking guests to bring a food gift of canned or dry boxed food to be given to one or more of the local charities. And RSVPs are requested to be turned in by Wednesday, February 22nd, so that we've got more than enough time to get in our dinner orders so everyone gets fed.
Okay. How much room do you have in Eagle Room?
I think they said at least 120 to 150,
okay,
possibly.
Good. That's a good size. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Years back, we used to do it in the downstairs event center and really pack it in, but the last few years we've kind of dwindled
COVID
in numbers.
And all that. And yeah. Well, we've been there several times, and it's a great dinner, and they award, you know, the President's Award and several other things to those groups or people that are helping veterans.
Yes, so. And we are still accepting nominations.
Okay.
For, and it doesn't have to be a veteran to be nominated as Advocate of the Year. It could be anybody that you know within the Shasta County jurisdiction that has gone out and volunteered their time, not as an employee, but volunteered their time to advocate for veterans. Worked with a team or organization to either make change or bring some sort of effect to the community.
Okay.
Individuals.
All right. Okay, so that's going to, we'll just make sure we have the information so we can talk about it here and remind people.
And there's more info on Facebook, okay, on our new CVAC Facebook page. It's Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council.
Good.
Dinner this year is $35 a person. Since
you know, that's a good price. I mean, that's very affordable. Mm-hmm. And that includes dinner and dessert and entertainment in the sense of watching Tammy and and Debbie.
Yeah, we'll be running around.
Running around with their hair on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Final words, ladies?
Well, if I may, I'd like to plug also a new Facebook page, and that is our American Legion Auxiliary District 2 California Facebook page. Under our district, we actually have five different units that are located in the cities of Cottonwood, Redding, Shasta Lake, Fall Mills River, and McLeod. So if you want to know what the American Legion Auxiliary is up to on any given weekend, check out our Facebook page and stay in touch.
Okay. What about Tammy? Anything else?
Well,
besides show up.
Show up. yeah, follow us on our Facebook page. That's where I'll be trying to stay on top of all the updates of what's happening. We will have two raffle items this year, a Traeger barbecue and a handgun.
Oh. Okay.
I can't remember the information on that.
That's okay. Gun's a gun.
But tickets are $10 a piece.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in on the first Monday and letting us know everything that's going on.
Thank you, Carl.
You
thank
bet.
You.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
You, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, the 6th of February, 7:38 in the morning. 37 degrees.
It's still cold. Still cold.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. No, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Guarantees his work for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. The life of the windshield, of course, not yours or his. I mean, that could be, you know, 40 years. He fixed a crack in my windshield 15 years ago, though, and still can't see it. That kind of gives you an idea of the kind of work he does. For a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. For an appointment today, it is a better-known business. I'm going to start out with Saturday night's crab.
Can I ask bonanza. A question real quick?
Sure.
How good are you at chopsticks? Using chopsticks.
With crab?
I know. It's National Chopstick Day. So I
had National Chopstick Day. Linda. You know, Linda lived in Hong Kong.
Oh, really?
And performed in Hong Kong for 2 years.
I did not know that.
And so, I mean, that girl can pick up a needle with chopsticks. I'm pretty good, but yeah, you know, I'm soft, and they go sideways on me.
Just use them like viewers.
You kind of wear a bib when people around me too. Watch your eyes.
So speaking of bibs,
yes,
crab feet.
Oh,
do you bib or not?
There is 1,000 of my closest friends. It was a big success, my friends. Thank you for our community for this. Raised close to $100,000on Saturday night. And let me tell you, the amount of crab, they went through, you know, people went through 3,000 pounds of crab. I told you about that one, the one object or the one event that was auctioned off, 200 people, Waterworks Park, 6:30 to 10, for a corporation. And our business, and it was a battle between Cornerstone Community Bank and Sierra Pacific, and Cornerstone eked it out. So Cornerstone also is in the bank, is also in the process of putting chips on all their cards, which is a big step forward. They got caught in the slowdown of everything, and then there were no chips, and they've been working on this for 2 years, and they finally got everything set up. So you should be getting chips in, if you're at Cornerstone, getting chips, a new chip card. Anyway, but going back to crab feed, Kimberly Johnson, who is the interim CEO, came up and spoke for like 5 minutes. And she is, I mean, this is going to be such a great addition. They're going to be on tomorrow. Kimberly will be on tomorrow talking about the changes that are going to happen at One Safe Place. Now, the whole mission of One Safe Place obviously stays the same, but they're merging, and they're going to be working together with another organization. It's going to give a lot more facilities and a lot more things that are going to be offered and been able to accomplish. But Kimberly will be on tomorrow, and she's going to either have Chief Bill Schuler or another member of the board that's coming on with her and talk about this, the organization and changes and how it's going to enhance what we offer for victims of domestic violence right here in our town, in our county. Lee Luff was the auctioneer, and Lee just did a great job, because it's difficult to hear in there, but the sound guys this year, I don't know what they did, but they had, I mean, you could hear everybody could hear in there. So they must have enhanced it, because you're in this big tin building and it's raining, which was another thing. Didn't slow anybody, I mean, it was raining hard.
Yeah.
Didn't slow anybody down. So. It was a great event. It was a great fundraiser, and it's probably the only crab feed I go to. So, but it's a worthy affair. Now,
did you get your fill of crab?
I did.
Did they save you some? Like you always.
Well, what they do is, because I'm up talking, everybody right. else is eating crab. They bring me over a bowl. And they did this year of crab, already crabbed. So I can just scarf through it and then jump back up and go to work. So I very much appreciate it. In Balloon Gate, do I have enough time for – no, let's go to an early break. And so I can come back. I can talk about Balloon Gate, 5 things you need to know, all these other things that are going on. And then at 8 o'clock we have open – Line Monday. Our friends from Enjoy are out of town, so we're going to run a open line on that, so we can talk about Gateway Unified School District. We can talk about Second Amendment stuff, all the different things that are happening around town. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Tell me how we fail to understand. With all the money.
I'm
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Baby's black balloon makes her fly.
Is this a balloon song?
Yeah, it is.
We'll play it a little bit more. He's flying over Montana, taking photos of everything on the ground. Biden's balloon gate is still going on. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Don't get me started.
Didn't know you could sing.
It is 7:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Locally owned, locally run, greatest selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Nice people doing great work. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, so let's just go right to Balloon Gate. The U.S. military, in a spectacular display of arms, fired one missile and knock down the Chinese spy balloon. If they had had to fire more than one, I would have started questioning it. I kind of like to think of it's Maverick going too close for missiles, switching the guns, and flies right to it, and then he shoots it down with just gunfire.
I'm just, in my head, I'm like, do you need a missile?
Yeah.
It's a balloon, right?
Yeah, but you punch a hole through it. Yeah. It's not going to explode.
Shoot a flare. No. Like
the new video shows the moment a missile fired by a U.S. fighter jet hits the balloon. Now, I wonder if the guy flying the aircraft, being that there's no war going on, gets like a meritorious service medal or something out of this. And what appears to be surveillance equipment dropping into the Atlantic Ocean. President Joe Biden touted the mission as a success. China, on the other hand, expressed its strong dissatisfaction and protest against the decision, according to the U.S., of overreaching and seriously violating international practice. Meanwhile, another balloon was spotted over Latin America. Belongs to China and was used for flight test. Okay, now there's more to it. Now, the Biden administration said, well, I don't see what, you know, Trump and everybody's getting so excited about. They flew over U.S. while Trump was president. Well, that was a mistake because Trump brought in everybody. I mean, people who don't even like Trump came in and said there was never any report from anybody saying there was a balloon flying over the United States, and clearly refuted it, and then they backed it off. The Biden administration. But then they come out a little bit later and they said, well, it happened, but he was never told about it. He didn't know about it. The Chinese spy balloons traveled over the continental was discovered after former President Trump left office. Help. Is there no shame? Is there no shame? See, it happened during his time. This is a little kid's argument. And does everybody realize that? Oh, well, you know, Susie did it. If Susie did it, I shouldn't be blamed. Anyway, this happened after Trump left office, but it happened. I mean, But on Sunday, a senior man told Fox News Digital that U.S. intelligence, not the Biden administration, assesses government surveillance balloon transited the continental U.S. briefly at least three times during the prior, and once we know at the beginning of this administration, but never for this duration of time. They were undetected. So, part of a larger pattern, all part of a PRC fleet of balloons developed to conduct surveillance operations. Also, it was said that they had one, a Chinese spy balloon crashed off of Hawaii 4 months ago, U.S. officials say. Two things can be true at once. This happened and it wasn't detected. Well, okay. Anyway, the one that we had that was shot down, and now the Navy's out there trying to recover it, see what kind of stuff it was. You would think that they'd have like eight ships, Coast Guardies and others out there, and they've got it spotted, shoot it as it comes down, that they'd have it on radar, and they could pretty much pinpoint where it is. So maybe they have. Other things you need to know about today. They had an earthquake in Turkey and Syria. 7.8 magnitude, killed more than 1,500 people.
What? That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and well,
almost hit a big city.
The building codes in a lot of these places are probably not up to standards of ours. Oh yeah, and more than a dozen aftershocks. All this, some of them with magnitude above 5. And so Turkey is calling for search and, you know, help in search and rescue operations. Do you ever watch award shows? I don't anymore. Self-licking ice cream cones. You know, they get up there and tell each other how good they are. Yeah. So, but the 2023 Grammy Awards were on last night. Didn't even know about it.
I completely forgot they existed.
Well, you know, I think I was watching 1923, the newest version, you know, their newest segment
right.
on that, which is a great show. Beyonce set a new record for having the artist with the most awards in the history of Grammys with 32 wins.
Did she sing a song?
Well, I'm sure she did.
I mean, I don't even know what song she got credited for.
Viola Davis also achieved EGOT status. Now, a coveted title for an artist who has won an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. And they also had, they celebrated 50 years. Okay, this is hard for me. 50 years of hip-hop music with an epic tribute. This is their words, epic tribute featuring performers that span decades.
So hip-hop started in the 70s?
Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to think about it. Now, hip-hop and rap are two different things.
Right, right.
Yeah. So hip-hop, yeah, I could see it could have started. I don't really remember because in the 70s.
I think I'm going to Google this.
Yeah, why don't you do that? The debt limit. There's the Republicans are starting to argue among themselves. There's a red line for moderate and swing district Republicans on this. They can't have a clean debt ceiling increase. It keeps going up. And there have been times when they've actually shut the government down and Republicans end up getting beat up terribly over something that, you know, when you think about it, all the checks still go out. What it does is it lays off, quote, non-essential people in the U.S. government. They close down, immediately close down the national parks and anything around D.C. to cause pressure on people. But military gets paid, Social Security gets paid, retirees get paid, all that stuff. Nothing touches that. It's just the, and the fact is just how much more debt are we going to lay on our kids? And it's not even my kids now. Now it's my grandkids have got something like $20,000 a piece of debt. Without even trying, without even doing anything, they've got that. And that recycling, isn't scaling up fast enough to deal with the amount of plastic being produced, that's far more likely to be dumped in landfills, beaches, and rivers. So, now,
still that had,
you know, it's a full moon last night. Did you take a look at the moon last night?
Oh, yeah, actually, I did. That was beautiful.
It is. Now, you're looking at a micro moon because it's a term used to designate when the moon is at a quite distant location in orbit around the Earth. Somebody needs to get that. Phone's ringing. Usually during the show, the producer picks that up. Anyway, so it's further away, full moon. And when you look at it, I really think you can tell there's a difference between this and other moons because it does seem smaller, very bright, but still smaller.
Yeah, it was really bright.
Yeah,
I was shocked. I was walking the dog and it didn't need streetlights.
Okay, here's something that I think everybody knows, but they did a poll on this one that about millennials and their parents, and that it appears that that millennials' parents are paying more than they ever have before. Many millennials rely on their parents to pay their bills. Now, in the wake of pandemic, workplace burnout and mental health are coming to the forefront as questions. One of the groups leading the charge to bring these issues to light is millennials, but are some of them taking them too far? One new Fortune poll shows that 30% of millennials across America rely on their parents to pay their bills. Now, these are people born between, when were you born?
1980.
Okay, so you are not a millennial.
No.
You're on the cusp, because it's 1981 to 1996
right.
for millennials. If you're a millennial, your parents are trying to retire, and you're taking their money, like, so go out and get a job. this one host said. A millennial made the point she plans to raise her own children and be more tough than others in her generation. For the people that showed up, even say during COVID, and went to work when others sat at home and got a check, they're now the bosses. So guess what, kids? While you sit at home in mommy daddy's basement playing whatever game, pretending you're the victim, your friend who graduated with you is going to be your boss. I love it. We had a... In fact, there was a discussion the other night we had dinner about student loans and how some students will pay it off, will pay off that loan, have worked hard and they pay off that loan, where others want it totally forgiven. You know, I don't care if I borrow $200,000. I want it totally written off the books, meaning that the ones who paid off their student loans, those who never went to college, those who are retired, all of that, they're going to pay for them to go to school and take out loans that they're not even trying to pay off. And, you know, I was surprised because we had different viewpoints around it, but they all agreed on one thing. If you borrow money for school, you need to pay it off. We'll be right back after the news.
Wise men say, only fools.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The search for survivors goes on amid the rubble left by a powerful earthquake that struck southeastern Turkey and northern Syria earlier today. The BBC's Mike Thompson says there's been a second powerful tremor.
Even before the second earthquake struck, the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, had described the tragedy as his country's largest disaster since a quake in eastern Turkey in 1939. Casualty numbers from today's second quake are still unclear, but in Turkey at least 900 died in the first quake and 5,000 have been injured. Hundreds have also been killed in war-torn northern Syria, with dozens of fatalities reported in both government-controlled and rebel-held areas. The region is home to millions of Syrian refugees living in camps on both sides of the border.
And the earthquake death toll now tops 2,300. New poll finds a lot of Democrats are questioning whether President Biden is up for another 4 years in the White House.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds just 37% of Democrats say they want Joe Biden to seek a second presidential term. That's down from 52% before last year's midterm elections. The decline among Democrats appears to be concentrated among younger people. Among those under age 45, 23% say he should run for re-election. That's down from 45% before the midterms.
Responded Jennifer King. It never happened. That's the response of Trump administration officials to claims by Team Biden that Chinese spy balloons previously passed over the U.S. prior to last week's invasion of U.S. airspace. The words of Mr. Trump, it never happened with us under the Trump administration, and if it did, we would have shot it down immediately. Wall Street, the Dow down 115 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Some of Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activists have gone on trial under a law imposed by China's ruling Communist Party aimed at crushing dissent.
This investigation has seen 47 of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy figures face life imprisonment on charges of subversion. Many, already jailed, pleaded guilty before today. Organizers said their primary election was aimed at winning a majority in the city's partially elected legislature before Beijing imposed a strict vetting process on candidates. The authorities said they've been trying to paralyze the government. The trial, without a jury and under hand-picked judges, is being seen as a key test of Hong Kong's judicial independence.
BBC's Will Leonardo. Europe has imposed a ban on Russian diesel fuel and other refined oil products, slashing energy dependency on Moscow and seeking to further crimp the Kremlin's earnings as punishment for its invasion of Ukraine. News and analysis at townhall.com. Educators calling attention to a nationwide shortage of court reporters.
It's National Court Reporting Week, and legal professionals are sounding the call for more people to pursue careers as stenographers. The National Court Reporting Association credits the current shortage to fewer court reporting graduates, more people retiring from the field, and an abundance of captioning opportunities. Stenographers capture the definitive record of all court proceedings. In fact, in most jurisdictions around the country, no trial can take place without a court reporter. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz describes court reporters as the backbone of the court system. Bob Agner reporting.
Tracking gas prices, morning's AAA national average for a gallon of regular, $3.47. That's a fraction of a penny below yesterday's nationwide average price. It's also a tiny retreat for pump prices, which have been on the rise in recent weeks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's the 6th of February, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your healthier choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Area's top-rated hospital, by the way. Nathan's at the helm. So, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, well, I'm always shocked you have so much pep and energy on a Monday.
I do. Linda will say to me, she goes, "You seemed a little down a little bit today on Mondays." And I go, "No, because first thing I do is I run around my truck in the middle of the morning at 30 degrees, screaming."
Trying to get the frost off.
Trying to get the frost. No, see, I don't have frost on mine. And Liam was almost late one morning. He said, "I couldn't get the ice off the car. You know, I couldn't get it cleaned." And I said, "Have you ever thought about putting like a towel across your windshield?"
That's a neat trick.
It works. Absolutely works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you have a lot of that this morning?
Well, I did, actually. I spent about 2 to 5 minutes scraping and cleaning things because I did not think it was going to freeze. I forgot.
You forgot, huh?
Yeah.
So it did.
Yeah. Speaking of cold, though, want to hear the weather?
I do.
All right. Today, it's of course, it was frosty until about 8 a.m. this morning, and then it's going to be sunny with a high near 59 with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour, so be careful out there. Tonight, it's going to be cloudy, low around 39. And Tuesday is going to be cloudy again, gradually becoming sunny near 58 high, and then calm winds throughout the afternoon. Tuesday night is still cloudy, low around 37. Wednesday, sunny, high near 65. Light winds. Wednesday night, clear, low around 40. Seems to go that way all the way down to Friday. And then slight chance of showers.
Okay. Well, looks like it's going to happen. Rain again, but that's okay, slight rain. The weather report's always brought to you, though, by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned. They've been in the business a couple of decades. They're out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, but they also have other programs because, as we know, the cost of propane and gas has just gone sky high. So give them a call at 530-365-3793, and they're going to help you out.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure what this is. I know it's a political thing. So National Lame Duck Day. That's what today is also, besides Chopstick Day. What is National Lame Duck Day?
Lame Duck is that period of time from the time that either, you know, like a president, you know, terms out, you know, and so a new one's elected in November till January when the new one is sworn in. That's called a lame duck session. And that's also for congressmen and senators. Either they're not running again and they've got somebody. It's when the new guys have been elected and the old guys are leaving in 4 months or 3 months. That session there is a lame duck session. And why that can be dangerous is because they're leaving. And they can just throw anything out there they want. They don't have to.
Responsible to anybody. No. Let's go.
Hey, the Shasta County Rifle and Pistol Association, part of the California Rifle and Pistol, is going to go. I'm not going to talk about it much more than that. They've got a resolution that's going to go up in front of the Board of Supervisors here. And concerning the Second Amendment. We're going to have the author of that on here in a week or so before it goes up to the Board of Supervisors and find out just what exactly does that mean? And what impact would that have on Shasta County if it is then if a resolution, if it's accepted, doesn't mean that laws are changed. But does it mean that the Board of Supervisors instructs the sheriff, okay, don't enforce these laws? Or, since the sheriff is an elected official, what's that? The sheriff can just say, okay, I see it, but I'm still enforcing law the way I want it to be. So that's going to happen in soon. We're going to get them in there. The state of California just continues to do things that I just find remarkable. Is that the word? Maybe I should use the word interesting, as the as in the old Chinese proverb, may you have an interesting year, which entails, which means horrible. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay, because the your name was taken down, so I didn't know if you had just
Terry,
left.
I don't know why it was taken down.
Well, it's because he was fooling around with all of his stuff. That's why. Okay, you're up.
Oh, Carl.
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on.
Hey,
you're
buddy.
If you're talking to me, you're on the air.
Okay, please don't ever sing again.
You know what? You are... I'm going to tell a quick story. Do you remember when at Tiger Field they brought in Six Wire, and they brought in these artists like from Journey who sang my favorite song, Don't Stop Believing? Well, I'm recording it, but I'm kind of singing along, and then when I played it back, because this guy did such a great rendition, I could hear me singing next to him, and it was so horrible, I just erased the whole thing. You're right. Linda, when I start to sing in church, she goes, honey, just hum.
Well, it's the first time I ever heard somebody sing in the key of L.
If you mean loser? Okay, I got it.
Hey, anyway, yesterday on Jefferson State of Mind, if folks go to the archive, we did the complete hour with Gary Oxley and Richard Gallardo, the two co-authors of the resolution. And Mark Baird called in at 9:30 and weighed in on it. And we did talk about the resolution itself, basically what teeth it does have, what it can do. It's going to be an interesting concept. I think the thing is that there are so many illegal laws in the state of California, and as you know, Mark Baird is in court. It's Baird versus Bonta, and Bonta, of course, is our California Attorney General, and it's looking pretty good for them because so many restrictions on a constitutionally protected right, not a privilege, but a protected right, and how the Bruin case had been a ruling by the Supreme Court, an opinion by the Supreme Court, that actually stated that open carry was the protected right. Concealed carry is a privilege. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And we're pretty excited about that. We're doing a podcast on Mountaintop Media today about that, and I will have some breaking news on something very, very, very important, and I think you'll find very interesting. I should be able to call that in tomorrow for a couple of minutes.
Sure. I'm gonna have Rich on, and I guess Oxley will come with him. I'm not sure.
You have Gary Oxley too, yes.
Yeah. I want to find out what exactly this means. this.
Well, we went through that with a fine-tooth comb yesterday.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm talking about on my show. So
No. Well, what I'm saying is if people want to get caught up with a little background.
Okay.
I mean, absolutely. The more people that have them on, the merrier. Absolutely. But the thing is, if they want to get caught up on the background.
Didn't this come up before? Wasn't this presented before this resolution?
It was a resolution that was a little different, modified a bit, and in fact, it was probably a little bit, lighter in the context. And it was brought up when Modi and Kibinti and, you know, Brickert were the three amigos, and they rejected it. Not only that, but they didn't want to hear it again. And, of course, now that we have a new Board of Supervisors, they're open to hearing it, which I think is good. And they're doing a night meeting, too, lo and behold, at 5:30 on the 21st.
On the 21st when this is brought up.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have him on well before that. Okay, Terry.
After that, we're going to be doing a podcast for these guys and something we can share with everybody, and we'll boost it through Mountaintop Media. And, again, it's something to where we can get it out to many Californians, and I'm talking about maybe a million hits minimum. So we're trying to get something out there to where people can really see the exposure of what's going on in California. And one last thing before I go, this is what kind of throws me. Why is the Second Amendment the only God-given right we have protected and guaranteed by the Constitution that we have to give permission for?
That's always been the question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, I understand there's going to be a sale on Leopard tanks. I'm taking a look at that.
Okay. Well, Linda won't let you have one of those, girl.
Well,
she won't. And besides that, you know, at least you don't worry about getting the frost off.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. See, that's always the question, the people. Did you just cut me off? No.
No, okay. I was about to.
I was just wondering. did you just cut me off? See, that's something that the anti-Second Amendment always say. Well, does that mean you can own a tank? And I thought about it. I thought, well, why can't I own a tank?
The only problem is,
where do you... I mean, you can't drive it down. Well, you could, I guess, if you had road wheels on it.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem. Don't destroy public property.
You know, so it gets in your front, you know, you put it in your front lawn and just see if it keeps people, see if it can keep the UPS away when they're bringing packages in. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993, and she is truly an expert in this. We've just had, like I said, we had some friends over for dinner, and Judy helped him with his health insurance and getting everything lined out, so it has solved all of their problems. This is the kind of work that Judy Maxwell and her team can do for you. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new law in California that says you can't keep people from soliciting sex on the streets and some of the impacts this is having. We'll be right back.
Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Welcome back. I really like that song, too.
I was going to see if you could sing.
No, that's the one that I had to delete from my phone because I was singing along with the guy that sang that. And, you know, the guy that sang that from Journey. And there I was. I could have had that forever. But, no, I wanted to sing along. And I really thought I was killing it. The only thing I was killing was the people around me. 8:21 in the morning, 37 degrees out there today on the 6th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the wireless pacemaker, very small that they've got another, they've got some other advances that it literally will tell people with congestive heart failure. It tells their doctor if it's starting to come on and they can help them before they even get to the hospital and maybe ensure that they don't go to the hospital. These are just many of the things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing. Plus, they've got the highest rating in this whole area as far as hospitals go. They got an A rating. You may want to check the hospital you're going to go to and see what kind of rating they have. You wouldn't go into a D-rated restaurant, would you? No, you go into an A-rated restaurant, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center, A-rated. California passed this law that said that you can no longer keep people from soliciting prostitution because it wasn't fair. It wasn't, there's no equity there. It was racist. It was all these things. And so policemen can no longer go up, ask for IDs, all these things, you know, trying to keep the lid on prostitution on the streets. Well, you can just imagine what goes on then. Well, parents of children are up in arms that prostitutes are soliciting sex work right outside a California elementary school. Some are saying that a law passed by California Democrats have handcuffed law enforcement and cracking down on sex workers selling their bodies in broad daylight. KGO, KGO TV conducted an investigation about prostitutes working outside St. Anthony's. Something tells me that's a Catholic school. Elementary school in East Oakland. They captured video of sex workers dressed in minimal clothes and stiletto heels walking the streets near the Catholic school to sell their bodies in the middle of the day with students nearby. The I-team captured a video along East 15th Street outside the school gate on four different dates over the past couple of weeks showing young women wearing barely any clothing walking along the school sidewalk, the street corners, or directly across from the school. All the videos were captured as children were being dropped off or walked into the school. There's something wrong. Let me just say, there is something wrong about this. It is horribly wrong. My friends, do you see anything wrong with this? Prostitution, yes, it's going to be there. But not being able to keep streetwalkers off, you cannot have a gun within a 1,000 feet of a school. A gun. Even if you are a concealed carry, if you've got the license, you can't have them on 1,000 feet within a school. Yet it's okay for prostitutes to solicit johns right outside a school entrance. Imagine if you had prostitutes right up here at our Catholic school up here on West Street up there, right across from Catholic Church. If you had streetwalkers on both sides, under the new California law, you're not supposed to be able to move them. There are no exceptions to this. You can't do it within 1,000 feet of a school.
I feel like comedians are going to have a field day with this.
Vargas said they solicit sex so close to the elementary school that they recently were blocking the entrance of the parking structure. My daughter asked if I liked what the girl was wearing. I told her, don't turn around, don't look, it's not okay. Speaking about pimps near the school, they followed me a couple of times. And Oakland City Councilman said that he is receiving complaints about prostitutes every week. I can't get into my home because the pimp is blocking my driveway. The Gallo, who is a city councilman, said he has seen up to 20 scantily clad women walking up and down the street appearing to engage in prostitution. He revealed that some of the girls are as young as 15 years old. Now we're talking about child abuse. We're talking about sex trafficking. We're talking about all this. And the state of California seems, the Democrats seem to think that's okay. Some believe that the recent construction along a busy highway caused the sex workers to migrate to residential neighborhoods. Well, I think residents of residential suburbs, it's an equal opportunity job, obviously, the prostitution. The parish has requested more patrols from the Oakland Police Department, but to no avail. Said the hands of the police are somewhat handcuffed because the law says this is a Safer Streets Act. You get this? Existing law prohibits soliciting or engaging in an act of prostitution as specified. Also prohibits loitering in a public place as defined. The bill would repeal these provisions related to loitering with the intent to commit prostitution, would make other conforming changes. So, just be able to have send your kids to school. And it doesn't make any difference if it's a Catholic school. It doesn't make any difference if it's a Muslim school or any school. To having prostitutes blocking the entrance of parking areas, parading up and down the streets, there's nothing in there that says it can't be within 1,000. If they need to add something. Okay, we're changing this bill, making it within 1,000 feet of a school. How about that one, my friends? How about 1,000 feet? You'll see short-term rentals. They can't be within 1,000 feet of each other. And yet, you can have prostitutes on the street in front of a school, and it's okay, and the police can't do anything? Dolores, what say you? Dolores, you're on.
Yes.
What do you think, Dolores?
Well, I think it's so evil for people to think like that.
Which part?
But the one about the prostitution.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, but anyways, I just want to give you a little bit of an update regarding the gateway. And, you know, I hate to be the one, but anyways, as we all know, they had a meeting Friday in regarding retaining counsel. So they decided to go with a different law firm. But it's okay, you know, at least they got counsel. But they did get served by two law firms in regarding, praying and for praying at the school board meeting.
Yep, that was one of them.
Right, and the other one is actually, I think it's for Jim Harrell, for firing him and...
No, I think what the second one was when it was about following the rules of the
right.
of their board about hiring a new superintendent, not necessarily
right.
firing because they work at will.
Right, right. But it's basically all what I'm trying to say is I know that it was the policy, the board policy was 2120 to follow their own policies and how to hire a superintendent. So I know that's another lawsuit, but I heard that Jim Harrell is planning to sue the school for being fired without a cause. And so that's a big problem. And I think that's, it's pretty sad that he's going to try to force himself to come back and knowing that he had a record of 68 pages of a lot of parents' complaints and teachers. So I think it's pretty sad that he's going to sue just to come back. But anyways, I know they also have the citizens is called Gateway Citizens Committee, and which is Kate Colby, who is actually a person up here in Gateway, causes a lot of problems that she has for years. And this woman, you know, raising money for legal funds just to, you know, to try to force the board to do what they want them to do, and I think it's pretty sad because they've only been there not even 3 months.
Yeah,
on the board.
Let me say this: is the people voted them in? Elections
right.
have consequences. I can understand if they have not been trained on certain things like the Brown Act
right.
and all this, but
right.
a lot of times that you know you jump into things without looking at what the water is. And
right.
they could have done, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, is they could have looked at all the rules on how
right.
things are supposed to be done, and they could have
right.
accomplished everything they're doing right now by following those rules. Now,
right.
I think they did
agree.
The right thing. They went back and they rescinded the some of the stuff they did. They're hiring
right.
a lawyer now, and you know, to give them advice. But the people in Gateway spoke and said, we want these three in here. So,
right.
anyway. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I was going to say that my concern is that I know that they said that the president, Cheryl, actually signed a contract for Brian already, and it was submitted by mistake, you know. And so that's another big red flag and problem that I worry because it's a binding contract signed, even though they didn't go through the process of being
yeah,
voted by the other board members. So.
I saw one. I've seen many stories on that. One of them said
yeah.
proposed contract. Here's the proposed contract, and they signed it knowing that it had to be passed by all the school board members.
Yeah.
So you know,
right.
there's a big difference between proposed and you know having it done officially correctly. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dolores.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by my friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Baffin's Avenue. I'm going down there today or tomorrow and getting a haircut. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. Tim and Logan are in there. They give great haircuts. It works by appointment, so we work at a time that is right for me. So I can just come in, get my hair cut, and blow out of there without, you know, waiting for 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, because they're very popular. So they work by this appointment. So you give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's, like I said, it's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time. And that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and direct TV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay, now through February 11th. Come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Moment so different and so new.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 6th of February, 2023. If you're probably off to the work if you're working. If you're a millennial, you're slowly, maybe starting to slowly wake up in the basement of your parents' house, according to a story I saw earlier.
Is it coffee? Do they just not get coffee?
I don't know. I don't know what they do. I don't know if they go upstairs and mom's fixed them breakfast. And here you go, honey. You know, perhaps you could get out and put on clothes today and look for a job. Not all you millennials. Okay. Not all of them. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew at 2173 Hilltop Drive. Shelley and RC are just great people. They support so many community projects. They've been in, Shelley's been there at Tobacco and Brew for over 30 years. Over 30 years. All your tobacco needs, all the accessories, lighters, humidors, pipes, everything, is at Tobacco and Brew. And they have the finest walk-in cigar humidor, Northern California for sure, maybe even including Sacramento. It's got all of these, especially procured cigars for those who enjoy a good cigar, tobacco and brew. Shasta Scout is an online newspaper, and Annalise Pierce is the one that put this thing together. They have news, they have opinion, and it is a clear divide there, my friends, between news and opinion. She writes very, very well thought out, well researched pieces. And, I mean, I read every one of them. Like, and if I detect bias, I call her up. She goes, no, that wasn't bias. And then, or she'll say, I might have leaned into that one a little bit too much. But I can read these and believe I'm getting a true, well-researched piece of journalism. It's called The Shasta Scout, Stories That Build Democracy. So this is her latest one, and it's a master plan by any other name. MIG/populist hopes to facilitate Redding's riverfront design at a taxpayer cost of $1.2 million. Now, you remember, populist, so I'm not sure it's the same group, but I imagine it, part of it might be. K2, the Knott family, whom I have a lot of faith in, Danny Knott, and his family in K2. McConnell, Turtle Bay, they looked at the land around the Civic Auditorium. Now, it was done totally wrong by the city council, as we know. They ended up stopping anything, opening it up to people. They had several town hall meetings to discuss it, and then the city took on the development. Goodbye, ladies. The city took on the development of the area down there. How do we do it? Well, as I've said before, and I don't want to offend anybody on the city council, not that I really care, but a city council changes out. The city manager changes out. This is a long-term 15-year project here. How, you know, would it be better to put a group of people on this to design it and develop it with the city having final say about every bit of the plan? To me, makes sense. So what they're doing is they are the parcel's being considered for sale. You know, back then and was the 200 acres. Well, then that got dropped down. That included Redding Rodeo and Civic. Now, everybody, as we said, was not happy about that. Now, so the council voted in April 2022 to initiate a city-led riverfront development planning process, deciding to spend up to $1.25 million in federal COVID relief American Rescue Plan ARPA funds to update the 30-year. It's been 30 years since they've done the Redding Riverfront Specific Plan, 30 years. Redding Riverfront Specific Plan. Now it's known as the Riverfront Plan. So they're going to put the development in the hands of the people instead of developers. But as I just pointed out, they don't have the staff or the expertise to do this. So tomorrow at the 6 o'clock city council meeting, they're being asked to approve one of three bidders for the project. And if one of them is, they're asked to approve MIG/populist. There's nothing to indicate that it's connected to that architectural design firm Populous, which was one of the originals that came in with this. And if that was part of the four-member nonprofit and developer consortium that was in there before. So this is going to happen tomorrow at the city council. And they've, like I said, they were one of three proposals that came in. And the council was not provided a copy of the three bids, just a synopsis of it. Does provide clues to how the city manager might choose to structure contract specifics. And the city hopes to use Riverfront Plan Update as a roadmap to re-energize the Redding Riverfront area, defining how it supports tourism and catalyzing new and high-quality residential, commercial, civic, and tourist services. So that's what we want. Now, if that means you don't have to, if you wouldn't have to declare the land surplus, I think. because once you declare it surplus, then you have to open it up to low-income housing. So, but if they keep it under the guise of the city and the city doesn't declare it surplus and just develops it, they don't have to do that. I don't believe. Now, see, this is something I need to, we need to have, after tomorrow, after we see the vote, perhaps have Barry Tippin come in with the mayor or the vice mayor and discuss this. I think it's really, I mean, this is huge. This is huge about the impact this is going to have on our community, my friends. We all know that. The firm, if they are approved, would be paid up to $1.2 million to facilitate planning for the area. Now, other people in this that, stakeholders, of course, the McConnell Foundation. They have land down there. Advance Reading, the Reading Rodeo Association, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, tribal representatives, property owners, and community organizations. Reading Rodeo has been down there, of course, for since 1950. I'm going to say 1950, 51, because they are celebrating their 75th anniversary this year. That's right. This rodeo this year is the 75th anniversary of the Reading Rodeo, and it's going to be huge. Just watching the planning and watching what's happening, including a coffee table type book with 75 years of history of the Reading Rodeo that will be for sale, in next early fall. So.
Aren't you helping out with that?
Well, I am. That's why I know. Yeah. I can tell you approximate date because I'm kind of in charge of that, which is, when I say kind of in charge, because we're, you know, just a group of volunteers and let's all get together here. But this is going to be a big thing tomorrow night, and it might be worth going down and listening to what happens, how they're going to vote, who's going to get this $1.2 million contract.
That's a big deal.
Oh, this is a big deal. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about this lady I met yesterday, and It was kind of awesome that when I met her, because she just, you know, she came over, you know, to visit Linda, and we started talking. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:45. It's 37 degrees still out there. It's going to be a nice day, kind of cloudy, but still a nice day, and we'll be right back.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Hey, it's about 8:50 in the morning. You're on your way to work. You're at work. Remember, you can secretly listen to us by going to our website, KCNR1460.com, and putting your earbuds in, or one earbud in, kind of be facing away from the boss, and just really be listening to us and having a good time and laughing and giggling, and they're saying, gosh, he or she really enjoys working here. Anyway, I got a text during the break from somebody that would know that, and they say it is the same populist group. And I've got no problem with that. These people do world-class entertainment centers all over the world. And the man in charge of their engineering grew up right here in Reading. Everybody goes, oh, Carl, I don't know if we need... Yes. We need something like that. That, you know, even though we know it's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8 years, but hey. Now, a lady came over to our house yesterday, you know, talked with Linda, and they were doing something. But she comes in and we're talking, and she's asking me questions about this. I mean, this lady is so well informed. And she asked me about Shasta Scout. And I said, Shasta Scout, as far as I'm concerned, puts out some really, really good, well-researched information.
And that's Annalise Pierce.
Annalise Pierce. She does a great job. It's called Shasta Scout. Anyway, it's online. But she was asking me questions. I mean, this lady, who is a bookkeeper for one of an organization around here, I mean, she asked me like 3 or 4, you know, that I just luckily I happen to know something about it, and, you know, about things that are going on here in our town. Like, if who wants low-income housing on the riverfront down there? And if you go surplus, that's what happens, I think. And that's something else, you know, having Barry in to talk about and after tomorrow's vote on this. Does that prevent that from happening? So, anyway. It's a big vote, and it'll be interesting to see how we go forward and how, you know, see what they're going to deliver and when. Pat Karch is back. He's been on vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Sungold.
Southern California.
Sungold, the video stream is back up.
I'm going to get, I just need to check it, so.
And for some reason, nobody else here except Pat knows how to keep the video stream going.
And for that, I apologize. I haven't
crossed Nathan is an IT expert.
I'm guilty on that.
And he comes over and he pushes a button and he looks at it for a while and he goes, oh, I don't know. So then he walks back in. So you were just down in Texas.
Yeah, we went all the way to Northeast Texas. We drove this time from California all the way from Reading, and
wow,
we stopped along the way. And then on the way back, after visiting friends and family, we made our way from Northeast Texas in Denison. We went to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And met our daughter, and then met my sister in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
And then we continued up to Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Where my granddaughter goes to school.
Really?
That's New Mexico State.
You know, that
Las
is
Cruces.
Just beautiful,
oh,
beautiful
there.
Area.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
unfortunately, we hit that big ice storm.
Yeah, you know what? We were talking about that. How bad was it?
It
down
was
there?
Bad, Carl. It was just like a war zone on the freeway. And,
oh,
and the big rigs, some of those guys don't slow down much.
Mm-hmm.
They were everywhere, smashed, and My goal was just to avoid the other drivers.
A weave around. Was, so there were...
Black ice.
So the 18-wheelers were on sides of the roads, turned over, crashed, all those things.
All of it. It was terrible. Yeah.
Well, I was coming back from Albuquerque, and the kids lived there, 3 or 4 years ago, and the snowstorm hit, and we got to Seligman, Arizona, which is, by the way, is in the middle of nowhere. It's on that Route 66 route, and it's fun to drive through there on your Harley, and there because it's all set up. I mean, it's a cute little town, but it is not set up for, like, a lot of people. Let's just put it that way. And we had two 18-wheelers jackknife together.
Yeah, that's what...
Blocking I-40, yeah. Totally. And so it was all backed up to where we were. I had the engine turned off. I was kind of wandering around the car, and there's a truck driver up. Says, what happened? He says, we got two 18-wheelers, jackknife down there. They're blocking everything, and they're trying to get, tow trucks in to move them.
Oh, my God.
So at that point of the day, we backtracked into Seligman and literally got the last room. And you think, okay, at least we got a room. That night, the pipes froze.
Oh, bro.
And they were freezing everywhere in town. That's how bad it was. So... no water the next morning, which was fine with me because then we just threw ourselves in the car.
Bailed out.
And by that time, they had cleared the road.
Yeah, our one daughter was out of power for 10 hours outside of Austin there.
Well, 10 hours as opposed to last time it was like 3 weeks.
Oh,
when they
God.
Remember that?
Yeah.
When it all went down. So was it like snow?
No, it was just total black ice.
Wow.
Yeah, there was no snow. There was frost on the grass on the sides, and the trees were frozen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was...
So it wasn't like moisture.
It wasn't moisture.
Like rain or anything like that. It was just black ice, and a truck hits that.
And that's it.
You would think that they talk to each other all the time. You would think that they'd be telling people, hey, but there's black ice here.
No, I don't know if they talked to each other or not. That's a good question. But
well,
they were going too fast, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hit those spots, especially on the overpasses.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they would lose control, and then it would jam up the freeway. Fortunately for us, I was ahead of the worst of it and watching it in the opposite lane as they were going south. And
Have you ever seen a truck jackknife?
Yeah.
I've seen that. I've seen that before.
There's no control.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Once it starts,
right.
They have to ride that thing out.
Anyhow, I did want to bring greetings for you from the people at Iron Root Distillery in Denison.
Whoa, what great people they are.
Oh, they are. And this time I brought back a load of moonshine for my friends at the Italian Club. I delivered that yesterday.
And we haven't seen any of them since.
And the one gal opened the door. I guess her husband didn't tell her I was coming. And she said, can I help you? And I said, you ordered some moonshine. She looked at me and she said, I haven't had moonshine since I was a teenager. And then she started to close the door. And I said, wait, is I shouldn't say the guy's name.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yep, we know who Johnny is.
And she let me in and he came out. He was pretty excited about that. So,
if you've never been down to Sons of Italy, Sons and Daughters of Italy Clubhouse.
They're a good group. Yeah.
You are missing out. They've got I was there for a dinner several weeks ago for Backcountry Horsemen in California.
Oh, yeah, right.
They've got a place you can have dinner. They cook dinner for you, there. You can rent it, probably, and you pay them to provide the dinner, and it's got great facilities there.
It's affordable, and with them, with the Italian community, and the same way from my heritage, it is all about community service. That is what life is all about when you're a good Italian. That means you serve the other people around you. So,
yeah, Sungold says it's still offline.
Okay, well, I'll work on it
after
we're
done. We're going to get this fixed today, and then we're going to train other people on how to do this in case, when Pat leaves again so we don't go for 2 weeks without Sungold being able to see what happens inside here.
Okay, I'm going to go get to it.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, like I said, we got Kimberly Johnson coming in, who is the interim CEO at One Safe Place. There's a lot of announcements that are going to be made about things going on at One Safe Place. She'll be on at 7 in the morning. And she's going to bring in somebody. I'm not sure who else is with her to discuss this, but there's a lot of positive changes happening there. This is such an important part of our community, providing shelter for domestic violence victims and their families, whether it's male or female. And the a lady called me the other day, said it was full, but they put her up in a hotel room, which is what they do. They get them out of the, as we call it, the beaten zone. It has to do with ambushes and all that. But get them out of the danger zone, I guess you could say, and give some space and time for people. So she'll be on tomorrow. Wednesday we'll have Jake Mangus and the Chamber of Commerce. Thursday, Simpson University. Friday will be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. So we've got the whole week pre-filled up on things. Plus, we've got hours in between there that we'll have people on. Hopefully, maybe this week I can have Rich Gallardo on and talking about the Second Amendment resolution that they're putting up in front of the City Council on the Board of Supervisors on February 21st. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful, a little bit chilly. We don't have to worry about rain till the end of the week. So have a great day, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.